I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. By mid-spring, some Pakistani churches could be closed down. FMI's Bruce Allen tells us.
So on January 2nd, the government of the Punjab province, which is kind of the breadbasket of the nation, announced a crackdown on Christian churches across the province. The mandate was veiled with a lot of polite overtones. But the bottom line was that any church that the government deems does not comply with newly imposed security standards, by March 31st, the government will forcibly seal and close. And they say this is our top priority.
Last November, FMI began an initiative to update security for its Pakistani church partners. So pray they can update and prevent closure. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Slavic Gospel Association recently held a conference to celebrate the unsung heroes of ministry in Eastern Europe, missionaries' wives. SGA's Eric Mock says,
behind these men are these amazing heroes of faith, these women who are raising children, watching out for the church, even when their husband is out, bringing the gospel and sharing the word and comforting people in multiple villages and experiencing loneliness and difficulty and trial. And in many ways, being the one that is really the glue that is holding everything together.
Missionary families travel to areas with rough conditions to plant churches. SGA's conference gives couples a break and time to relax. In the future, they're hoping to hold more conferences to encourage women as they support the ministry. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.